Lime, duh.
Yeah, wah, 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 wah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do a lifestyle app, baby. Hello. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Woo. Woo.
Shock the system.
What's up? Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Bonus Cow Lifestyle Edition of the podcast. These are new type of episode that we're going to put out free on the main feed where we discuss topics outside of the realm of professional wrestling. But wrestling is still very much on the table, daddy. So I'm sure we'll shoehorn wrestling in here. And it's really interesting with us is how we apply professional wrestling and the logic of pro wrestling to our everyday lives. That is one of the interesting things about people who are in so deep into the Mark Dome.
Yeah.
Like we are really living the everything is wrestling lifestyle. And I think that that is part of what this episode is about. These kind of episodes are about is about how do you see the world when you understand how wrestling can manipulate yourselves?
Like
how you can watch people, how we can get so vested in a fake fight, essentially. You want to call it, you know, a choreographed, scripted fight where we know the outcome is scripted, and how your brain can be manipulated in that, and how that applies to how we our actual behavior. And then also, this is from your feedback as listeners. Like, this show, obviously, look, we're not the hardest. We're not stat guys at all. Like, we're not hard wrestling historians at all. Like, we're not something to wrestle with where their focus is on, like, here's what happened then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, no, we're comedians talking about our love for professional wrestling and what we like about it and the direction we might go with it and how we apply it. But also, we go on tangents on here on this podcast. We always have. And a lot of you guys, your feedback is that you love it. You know, I mean, a lot of times we touch many times. We touch on a topic and, you know, we bounce off of it on the main episodes that comes out, the episodes that come out on Thursdays. That you listen to on your way to work. We touch on a topic. We move on because we're like, hey, we got a lot to cover. We got to talk about Raw results, SmackDown, AEW, whatever it is. And this is a place where we could dive deeper into those topics and more have wrestling be the garnish, you know? And these episodes don't affect the main episode. The main episode comes out Thursday. If you don't want to hear about something that's not 100% wrestling related, then hey, all you gotta do is not listen. They'll come out on Monday before I get a message from someone being like, you know, actually, that's not gonna happen. No. Right? Second, we got the best fans. We have the fans, we have many fans.
Yeah. And we love our fans, don't we, folks?
Absolutely.
I should have known better, dude.
But yeah, so anyway, we're gonna have a bunch of these episodes and we'll see if you guys like them. We'll keep doing more. We're interested in hearing your feedback and see if this stuff helps you. So tentatively, these are the Cow Lifestyle episodes coming out on Mondays free. This episode is going to be about physical health and fitness. Mm-hmm. And I thought this is a great place for us to start on these episodes because Newman and myself, by the way, Nasty Newman in studio.
How about it?
Absolutely. And also, you know, the engineer, Anosh, the Canadian dream/ my Canadian nightmare.
Yeah, but he does.
He has a microphone. But so myself and Newman kind of weirdly went through fitness transformations here without us like even really talking about it.
Which
it
was kind of unprecedented amongst people who go through transformations. Usually don't shut the fuck up about it.
It like feels like this weird thing. We both kind of made this decision and like went about it in our own ways. And I think that's what really interests me is that like I think that we both had different approaches to the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like how me and my wife talk about, my wife was started out as a strict stand-up and I was studying more improv sketch. And we're like, oh, well, those are two roads that lead to the same place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that everyone has their own fitness journeys. But I've been getting, so specifically for me, is beginning of the year, I really changed my habits around fitness and health and that. And that was directly tied into Cowmania.
Right.
And eventually the short film that I want to shoot. And that helped. That helped motivate me and how I approached it. But even before when I then that all started, Newman, you had been started when? Like November?
October? Yeah. Like so, mid October 2018.
What? How much weight have you lost?
Since October?
And overall, too.
Overall, okay. So my biggest, I was 289. I weigh 175 now. So wow. 114 pounds.
That is wild.
Yeah.
That is a lot of weight.
It is.
And I feel like, see, that's something that's like this community, it's like people listen to you every week and they don't even know this about you. You know what I mean? Like yeah, we're three-dimensional people.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, so like that's great. Like I don't even think, I mean, I knew you lost a lot of weight, but I didn't hear the exact number.
Yeah. I don't think you didn't know me. Because when I first moved to LA, I was like, you don't know me, you don't know my life. I was 289 when I moved to LA and I lost most of that. I got down to 199 by like October 2014.
Right.
And so then I kind of stabilized around like 205 and stayed there for a while, shot up back to around 230 when I was like started doing this podcast
right
with you like a couple, like 3 years ago.
Right.
And then, cause I met my girlfriend, you know, you get lazy and then,
yeah.
You know, so I got up to about,
you both put on weight together?
No.
No?
No, she hasn't really gained any weight at
well,
all.
Well, I've only known her at the same weight I've known her or whatever, and yeah. I wouldn't even be able to comment on her weight. But I'm just curious if it, I've never been in, me and my, I've never been in one of those couples that like puts on weight together.
Because
I think that's like a specific type of couple, right?
Right. Yeah, they're like, I mean, they're the fit fitness Instagram couples, right?
Right.
They like where they, or they'll get like, you know, in shape together.
But, well, because I have friends who like one of them is, like has gotten really out of shape, and the other one keeps it together. Like, yeah. It just completely varies.
Right. Yeah. I think that. Well, so I what happened was, so I had basically what I did in October. That I didn't do the other times, because when I first lost a bunch of weight when I moved here, it was I was eating like tuna and broccoli every meal. I was hiking twice
a day.
Let's
talk about your diet before you started losing weight
at all.
Like,
right.
what were you eating? Like when you were at 289, you said you didn't want to go for 290? Just be honest.
No, it was 289. I remember. Okay. I remember the day that I stepped on the scale.
Saw that.
I was like, whoo, boy. That was like,
dude, I can't even picture you at 289.
I'll try to dig up a picture.
I would love to see a picture.
Yeah, it's unrecognizable.
And so when you hit you did, was there a moment you stepped on the scale and then you were like,
yeah.
And you were like, I got to change my life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but not until it was weird. So when I moved to the answer to that is no. I looked at the, right. the scale and I was like, fuck, I would like to lose weight. I don't want to hit 300 pounds.
Not how it always happens. It doesn't always happen when you have like, everyone describes like, I had that moment where I looked at that, you know, and you're like, sometimes it's not that. You know for a while, but it takes a while. I don't make change very fast.
Right.
You know I need to make a change and then I make that change 3 months later. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, no, but I remember it was, 2013, end of 2013, I was like 289. I was like, fuck, I had just gotten dumped. I was by my girlfriend. I was dating for like a few years. We were supposed to move out here together. So I'm like an emotional eater.
Right.
Kind of a weird thing is I use my FitnessPal, that app, to like track
I use it every day.
Yeah. So yeah. I use it to like track my calories and my steps.
Yeah.
And so if you look, I go back through my like weight.
Right.
I could see, right? And also, one of the things I noticed was I had actually gotten down to like 230 pounds back when I was living in Philly. And then you see when my grandfather passed away, like the month my grandfather passed away, my weight after that spiked back up to like 280. I'm like, so my relationship with food was like, I was a stress eater, emotional eater. I would eat my feelings. And so a big thing that happened when I moved here was I had to change my relationship to food. And because before, I mean, it was just eating whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, overeating a lot, and not exercising. So your body is just a biomechanical machine, and you put too much in and don't exercise it off, you're just going to start packing on pounds. And so, right. So when I moved here, it was a lot of, didn't have a job. had a lot of nobody else that I knew lived here yet, so I had a lot of time on my hands, and that's why it was. And I was dirt poor, right? So I could only afford cans of tuna and broccoli or whatever. Plus, I'm hiking every day, twice a day,
right?
And I got my kettlebell and I started working out, and I fucking dropped. Like I said, I went from 289 to 199 in 9 months.
Question: you were tracking on MyFitnessPal during the when you were 289?
Yeah.
So you've been doing it that whole stretch?
I've been on MyFitnessPal for
seven years.
Yeah.
So you were on it.
I was trying to, you know, I would try to lose weight,
right?
And like I thought, you know, if I
that app exists that long?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow! I'm new to that.
Yeah,
I've been on it since January. Under Armour. It's Under Armour now. Yeah.
I got it when it was just like my fitness.
Oh plan. Yeah. So it's interesting. One thing you said I think is really interesting is you said you're like, oh, I couldn't afford to eat, so all I ate was tuna and broccoli.
Yeah.
But so many people's excuse, you know, now I'm coming down. Like by the way, this is not who I am. I'm not like shaming anyone. Eat however you want. But so many people are like, oh, I can't afford to eat healthy.
Right.
But then you just said it like I could only eat to afford to eat healthy, which is such a shines a light on like perspective.
Right. You know what I mean? I guess I mean like I wasn't able to go out to eat a lot. And I think that's a lot, you know, you go out to eat, somehow, you know, this salad that you're getting has 1,000 calories in it.
Yeah.
You know, you're eating the whole portion. So I could not afford to go out to eat. So it was just like, oh, I'm going to have a fucking smoothie for breakfast because that's what I have and can afford.
And that's
for
when
dinner.
You started actually losing weight?
Yeah. Cause it was combined with,
hiking,
lots of exercise.
And so when you do exercise, when you're at 289, it's really hard to work at that weight. It's very hard to really work out, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. And I didn't run
like throwing weight around is hard at that,
right?
And I didn't, you weigh a lot,
right?
So your body weight, you can't be lifting your own body weight that easily,
right?
So you did a lot of hiking, you're saying?
Yeah, I would walk. I would do, and I'm talking about, I would do like 15 to 20 mile hikes every day, every single day. I'd wake up at 6 a.m. and just go out, walk to Griffith Park, walk as much as I could, like 10 miles in, 10 miles back. And I would do that every single day.
Dude, that's crazy because I have no patience.
Yeah.
Like, obviously. So like when I'm like, that's such a, I would get so bored with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes such a long amount of time that like.
Also, I'm very stoned while I'm doing it.
Yeah. Well, being weed, being a weed guy, did that make you put on a lot of weight eating wise?
For sure. Yeah. I had to, this most recent like push past into like this new territory where I've never been before, past my goal weight. My goal weight has always been 180. I'm 175 right now. A big part of, so the way I did that was I cut out sugar. Like 95% of my sugar out. Bread gone, pasta gone, rice gone, candies, cookies, crackers, all that gone. So I had to replace all of that in my house with like dried fruit, walnuts, cheese, you know, vegetables, so that when I do get the munchies, I'm eating, you know, a handful of dried apricots instead of a fucking handful of crackers.
Right.
And that just makes that, and you do that. And you actually, your brother said something to me at the Calmania show. Cause I was talking to him about how, like, he was complimenting me on my weight loss.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but this week I've been eating like fucking garbage. Right. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, but it's not one meal. It's 1,000 meals.
Yes.
It's not.
You're talking Butchie? Yeah. No one respects fitness more than my little brother.
And that it resonated with me. And I've actually said that to a bunch of people recently where like, they're, you know, and the way that I interpreted it is that like, if you have a cheat meal, or if you have a meal that's like gross, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. As long as you, the next day, get back on the train and try to put as many days in between your shitty meals as you can.
Yeah.
It's not the one meal that's going to ruin everything. It's when that becomes a habit and you start eating that way all the time.
Well, John Cena, I saw they asked him about eating one time and he was like, the best thing you do is like consistency, where it's like people fall off, they have one meal and then they go, what's the point? He's like, if you have one meal, just get back on the next meal and then don't think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because you realize it is like 1,000 meals.
Right.
But our brains and our scales, and the scale is a tricky thing, tell you like, hey, if it feels like you eat a chicken parm sub or something that, like, and by the way, that's me.
Hell yeah.
You're talking about me. Like, if you moving to LA pulled me away from pizza and bagels and stuff, like all my New Yorkie food doesn't even exist here.
Well, it helps that the pizza here is garbage.
Yeah. Like when I eat it. And so, what was I saying? Oh, when you eat that, you feel like, oh, I just put all my weight back on.
Yes. Yeah.
You, but it's not true.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not true, but it feels that way.
Right.
And then also it does, if you eat, like, my trainer now tells me, like, I'll be like, oh, I ate something bad tomorrow. They're like, okay, well, just know that's also going to affect your workout today.
Right.
But don't get discouraged by that.
Right.
Like, so the next day you'll feel worse if you're not putting the proper nutrition in your body and you're going to train, right, or work out at all. You're going to do worse from that meal. That's also something you have to just let go. You're like, right. Oh, you can accept tomorrow I'm going to work out a little worse.
Yeah.
But that stuff spirals and then you go right, you can go off.
Right.
So you're 189.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 289.
Yeah.
So you start walking, and then you're eating tuna and broccoli,
yeah.
And I'm you start changing your munchies.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, no, that, the munchies...
That's after you lost the 100.
Like, that was the push into like where I am now,
right?
Was getting rid of sugar, because I realized I had like a sugar addiction, and...
So wait, how long did it take you to lose...
From 189 to 199.
So that's 100 pounds, 90 pounds. That's a significant amount of weight. And also, from people's experience, it feels like losing that weight at that weight. That's a lot. So that took you how long?
I mean, honestly... 7 months.
Right.
So from like from February 2014 to about like September 2014.
That's the crazy shit with working out. It's like with anything with fitness. It's like 7 months feels like a long, it feels like a fucking million miles when you're looking at it.
Right.
When you're looking at the scale and you're looking how slow it goes. But incremental growth is like such a hard concept to be fine with.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, it's all going to compound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's so hard to accept.
And here's something too. I mean, on that incremental thing, like a conventional wisdom is when you're losing weight, or if you're trying to lose weight, don't look at the, like, don't get on the scale all the time, because your weight's going to go up and down and it's going to discourage you. Right.
Yeah.
But, and this may sound counterintuitive, I would get on the scale multiple times a day, especially at night before I went to bed.
So you know the kind of what you weigh at each time of day?
Right. And, yeah. and
that's really important.
And you can start to see micro. So it's like I would see, oh, I'm down 0.8 pounds.
Right.
That's encouraging. When you're like, oh, I'm down 0.8 pounds, that's almost a pound. And you wake up in the morning, your body's been metabolizing while you're asleep, you're actually a couple pounds lighter.
Right.
Then you do that day, you're good that day, you exercise, you eat well, you look at the scale when you get it, and it's like, oh, I'm actually down a pound from this same time last night. Now I've lost, in my mind, I'm like down 2 pounds in just 2 days. You know, it's going to fluctuate,
right,
and I'm going to watch that and track that. But knowing where I am, even to the decimal place, helped. Because I'm like, oh, it's coming off slowly, but it's coming off.
And at this point in your life, you had like no money, right?
No.
So I'm saying like, because you moved to LA.
Yeah.
And so like that. So I think that's so interesting, because I feel like that's a lot of people's barriers. Right. Like I don't have the resources or whatever, you know?
Right.
Especially when you compare it to what I do, which is like, I have to throw money at fitness.
Yeah,
that's like the only way I can really... The only way I've had success recently. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you lost that 100. Then you were like, that's not enough. You wanted to get to that next place. And you did that 7 months. But just before, when you snap a infinity gauntlet, 7 months is gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I always think about in terms of this as somebody who's like been in shape and out of shape, been in shape, out of shape. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like I'm in the first place where I think, and I'll eat my words on it and I'll hold myself accountable here. It's like, I think I'm in a nice, I think I've figured out my modern self and how to sustain.
Yes.
You know? Because we're always changing and what works for us always evolves, you know? What was I saying? Fuck.
You're saying like...
Shit.
Maintaining, like you get... you've been up and down in weight, but now you're in a spot where you feel like you can maintain it?
Yeah, but I don't remember what my point was.
No.
Damn it, because I pivoted into explaining. What was your last point?
I mean, just that. I forget it too.
Damn it, I threw us off.
I'm on the edge of my edge of my seat. I'm not really thinking about what I'm saying.
I got it. Yeah. Sorry. Is that someone's been back and forth, and is like the amount of times I've been like, oh fuck, like this takes so long, and then Like I'm like, oh, 4 months, my guy, and I didn't work out. I could have been jacked by now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, the amount of times I've been through that cycle of like, time goes so slow, but also incredibly fast.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, well, that's actually, it's funny you said that because like so this recent push, like I said, from October, I cut out the sugar. If I knew how my body, and this is what's awesome and stupid about bodies, right? Is like the way that apparently that my body deals with carbs and sugar is to, and I think most people, is to make me fat, right?
Right.
If I eat, but like particularly fat, I'm susceptible, I think, to like whatever bread, the way that sugar interacts with my body, it makes me fatter. Because what happened was when I cut it out, it was nothing short of miraculous from October to now. The transformation, like you said, like, oh, 4 months, if I've been working out for 4 months, I would be jacked. If I had just done this 10 years ago, stopped eating sugar, who knows where I'd be, you know, and I don't dwell on that, but it's like, it's kind of keeps me motivated.
But you can't think like that. That's the other thing is that that's not a helpful way to think.
Because
I went on the Dumbbells podcast recently. It's called The Fitness Podcast. I recommend you check out Eugene Cordero and Ryan Stanger, who's been on the podcast before.
Yeah.
And we'll get Stanger in here again, especially we'll talk fitness with Stanger.
Yeah.
They say fitness journey, and that is the best term for it. And I'm really talking to my wife about it also, is that like she starts tracking like week to week or whatever, she's getting on the scale, you know, blah blah blah, and I'm like, no, like the success chart for getting in shape looks like that corny ass, like, this is what success really looks like. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
You're gonna go up and down. It's all about a long, steady, upward trajectory.
Right.
And you'll have weeks where you go down, you're gonna fail. You're gonna have cheats. You're gonna have bad weeks. You're gonna have good weeks. But it's all about like long-term consistency.
Right.
It goes a extremely long way. No fitness is a short-term view, a short-term goal. So you were at 189, then now what do you weigh now?
175.
Okay. So, right. But that's a big jump.
Yeah.
That jump there.
Yeah. Well, so I was around 205 in October, and that's where I was like hovering. I couldn't break 200 pounds for like a long time, for like a couple years.
Right.
Because I had gone, what was it? It was last, so January 2018, I was like 230 again.
Yeah.
Or ish, like 215, you know? And I started to change my diet a little bit. But then in October, I was like, you know what? I'm going to cut out sugar and see what happens. Because I had seen a study that sugar is the thing that makes people fat. And so I just tried to cut it out, and I did. And it was like, I mean, insane how fast the weight came off.
So you
pushed me past the plateau that I could never get past.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like sugar and bread is just there's truly no reason to eat this stuff.
No.
I mean,
bread is from
for fruit sugars.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, like the reason that fruit sugar is okay is because there's so much fiber in fruit that it doesn't pass directly into your bloodstream.
Right.
You know? So it gets digested before it hits you.
It's naturally made for your body to digest.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's refined sugar is the issue.
Yeah.
But what was I saying? The
15 pounds? Going from sugars. You're talking about sugar.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. But
Well, it's fine. Because when you think of it, you'll think of it.
Yeah.
But okay, cool. So you did all this and you bought that sugar and you're using My Fitness Pal to track your calories. I do all that. What was your goal?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you weighed 289. That's morbidly obese.
Yes. I was like a 35% body fat or something like that, 36.
Yeah.
Which is more than a third.
And I'm sure we have listeners who are struggling with this where they're like, I want to lose a ton of weight.
Yeah.
But it's like, it feels like it's not doable. Like when you hit, I think what always motivates me is that I hit a certain weight, which for me is 200 pounds.
Right.
Anytime I'm 5'8", like whenever I get on the scale and I weigh 200 pounds, it's happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I do, it's happened to me a bunch of times. When I see that, I go like, yo, you got to reel it in. Because I'm like, I know if I get to 220, I'll be so beaten.
Yeah.
But then hearing you do that, like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like breaking through the thing that's my fear. But what's your goal now?
My goal now?
And your goal might be, you might be there. which is totally great.
Well, my goal now is, like I said, I'm like 5'10", 175. My goal isn't necessarily more weight loss. I would like to just drop my like my fat percentage. So that I'm not, so that I'm like.
How do you track body fat percentage?
I don't right now. Like, yeah. I gotta get, I don't know if I gotta get like calipers or something, but it's just sort of like visual. You know, I'm like, right. I got, you know, right now, like the thing that's starting to like go away is like my love handles are finally starting to like melt away. And
that stuff goes less. Like
the
body,
the visceral
like,
fat. Yeah.
All
yeah.
the stuff. Like, yeah, the vis- that, like, and also your. Like your belly fat, which is like the most frustrating thing.
Yeah. Well, it has like, an evolutionary,
right.
It's like,
it's stored there, right?
It's stored there for protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your goal is to, you want to be, your body fat to be lower. Like what do you want to like look like? Or is it a look thing? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Like what's your thought? Are you like, I just want to be healthy. I want to be more mobile. Like what drives you the most in terms of look, in terms of your weight? Well, not your look, forget look.
Yeah, no, but it is kind of look. It is look.
Right, yeah.
I want to look. I want to have, you know, do you know who, there's a CrossFit athlete named.
I don't know any CrossFit athlete's names. There's actually one, if you said his name, I'd know it, but I'd never be able to
not
pull it
Froning,
out.
Not that guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no. But like, that's, you know, sort of like, it's just that athletic build is what I've always wanted. And I'm actually a little disappointed. You know, I get down to 175 and I'm like, a funny thing was like when I first started losing weight, I'm like looking at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh shit, I'm like skinny under that.
Right.
You know, because if you're a big guy, you assume that it's not just all fat. Like, right. Oh, I must have some muscle under here. But nay, if you're not working out, you don't have any muscle. So I started losing weight. It was before I started doing kettlebells. I was like, my arms, I was like, uh-oh. Like I have like chicken arms, like I'm thin.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to like lose a bunch of weight and be skinny. So I started working out with a kettlebell like super regularly to like kind of to build muscle. Yeah. And so I've wanted like that athletic build, like that CrossFit build, but I'm lazy. I'm very lazy. And which is why I'm glad.
Oh, we know.
I'm glad that it worked the way it worked, because like I said, I didn't run, I walked. I'm not changing much about my life now. I walk everywhere. I don't have
but
a car.
But you accepted who you are the way you did it. Like the way you are, you're like, oh, I'm not you're not going to run. Like
right.
You're probably not going to do CrossFit.
No.
You know, like you're not someone who is driven, like you're not an exceptionally competitive person.
Right.
Right. The only thing you're competing against your own expectations of yourself or whatever.
Right.
A lot of people are driven by sports, which is a competition thing, and like group fitness or whatever.
Right.
But you're like, that's why you walked, because your personality is like, I don't know, like you're like more of a laid back.
Right.
Kind of like a Burning Man kind of a guy, right? Like, I don't know how to describe it.
So that's
like, you have to figure out, tailor your thing to a reasonable expectation of how you could do it.
And I just knew I wasn't going to run.
Right.
knew I wasn't going to run. I'm never going to run, you know? So I was like, but I need to do something. And so I figured that's why I would do like 20 mile hikes. Cause like, if I'm not going to run, I'm going to walk for hours.
That is the key to all this shit. It's like, what will you actually do?
Right.
That is the mistake everybody makes. What will you do?
Yeah.
And now sometimes the truth of the matter there is that might cost money.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which is something I had to accept, is I had to budget like for being like, well, how do I do it? It's like, well, I really like classes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I really respond well to it because, I live an artist lifestyle or whatever you want to call it, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm putting together this podcast on my own, like, you know, I'm getting all the stuff organized, booking guests, doing all that. It's and then I got auditions. It's chaotic. My schedule's constantly moving. I got to do this job that day, whatever. It's like the fitness, it's hard to routinely work that in.
Right.
So I figured out for me is that if I can make the workouts, if I can make it like set and I just show up and that's it. That really helps me because my mind is always elsewhere.
Right.
Like when I was working as an accountant, it was easy to be like, here's my schedule. I go to the gym after work You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Boom, because my work ends at the same time, and then you just layer it into a standard schedule.
Right.
When you're just trying to, like, fit it in, then your energy levels flux. Your body's not in that rhythm. We follow, like, rhythms yes. as people.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to be like, oh, my rhythm doesn't, my rhythm, if you try to ignore rhythm,
right.
then you're not being realistic with yourself, unless right. you're a person like The Rock who has, who's just a freak.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So, right. So your goal right now, because if we do more checkup episodes on your goal now is to add more, sounds like more weight gain, more muscle gains.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I want to like, yeah, I want to tighten up what I have going right now. I would like
and maybe
to
you
be,
could find a way to track your body fat percentage.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to. I would like to be like a ripped.
Are we
one,
setting goals for each other?
I think so. Like, yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It feels like I'm making you do something.
The most like the guys who like, I'm like, that is the body that I want.
Yeah.
It's always, they're always my height. They're always like 5'10 and it's always 180, but they're like a fucking jacked 180. And right. I'm 175 now. I'm not jacked. So like a jacked 180 is probably still my ultimate goal.
Right. Dope. That's dope. Yeah, so let's when we do another one, we'll check back in.
Yeah.
And we'll also maybe get questions from people and stuff like that who people were in your boat. I know we have people, I've spoken to listeners who are like in your boat where they either like they're at a weight that feels impossible to overcome.
Yeah.
Or financially they're like, how do I do this on a budget?
Right.
You know what I mean? And
so I do have some tips for people who are struggling to lose
yeah,
weight.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it to them.
One, the biggest one, you cannot, and this is not my axiom. This is like a well-known thing, but you cannot out train a bad diet. It is 90% diet. If you're eating garbage and you're working out every day, you're still eating garbage. Your body isn't going to be able to process it and you're right. not going to lose weight. You need to change the way you eat. You need to change
fickle.
Your weight. Yeah.
Change it.
Change it. You need to change your relationship to food. If you're an overeater, you need to change what you're eating. So if you're eating a lot of dried apricots and walnuts, it's not as bad as eating an entire bag of chips. You know what I mean? But you have to, the weight, and I'm a lazy person. The fact that all I had to do was change what I was eating to drop this weight is perfect yeah. for me. And I'm confident that that's the most for most other people. Change your diet and you'll start to see it fall
right.
off.
And hey, the main piece of advice, this is like, if anything from this podcast is a directive,
yeah.
is don't drink calories.
Yeah.
Right? Like
that's, oh, I totally forgot. I stopped drinking. I do not drink. I have maybe 5 drinks a year.
I'm not even talking about alcohol, by the way, because alcohol.
But soda.
I'm saying like, yeah. So alcohol is a whole different substance. Saying to them, don't drink. They might be like, you know, yeah. depend on it and whatever. That's not what I'm saying. But don't drink soda.
No, soda is worthless.
Or even
juice is worthless.
No juice, like none of it. That's something. It's just drink water.
LaCroix. Saved me.
Right.
I was a soda drinker and I started drinking seltzer water instead and I just kicked it. Yeah. So again, first, number one, big thing. You cannot out-train a diet or a bad diet. And in fact, if you change your diet, you're going to start to see results without having to do much. And that's going to motivate you to like do more.
Well, that's fucking all. I didn't even know all that. Yeah.
The other thing is,
what's your next piece of advice?
So it's a concept because it's called intermittent fasting. You probably know what it is.
Yeah, I do it.
I can't recommend this enough, especially if you have a cheat meal one day,
yeah.
the next day, hit that fast hard. Don't eat until like 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And watch yourself throughout the day. Stop eating it at like
what's
8.
Your fast cycle? You stop eating at 8 p.m. and no. then you don't eat until 11 a.m.?
No, I do. So I do 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 9.
Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah. So it's, no, is it 10 or? Yeah.
You just like, don't eat the whole middle of the day?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wake up at 9 usually.
Right.
So that like that helps,
right?
And so yeah, like so like 10 to 7, I'll eat from 7 until 10 the next day,
right.
nothing but water. And so it's like a 50. Was it like a 9 hours eating?
Do you mean you go 7 p.m. to 10 a.m.?
Yeah, fasting 7 p.m. to 10 a.m. So it's like
okay, got
so
that,
it's like
got that.
Yeah,
I thought
so
you
11,
said 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. 11, like
12,
the middle 1, middle
2,
of the day.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so it's 9 hour window where you eat.
Yeah,
And then a 15 hour window where you're not eating, and 8 of those 15 hours you're asleep. Right, so it's kind of it's easier to conceptualize that way.
Right.
The reason that this works for me is that you so your body is, and there's science behind this, it's from the same study that was talking about sugar making you fat.
Yeah.
They did this test with lab rats where rats that were eating in this intermittent cycle, they also call it circadian fasting,
right?
Because your body has these rhythms, these biorhythms, right? And so part of the biorhythms is that your gut has these enzymes that digest food. Those enzymes are activated by things like sunlight and also by other food, anything other than water, right? So when you wake up, the sun hits your body, these things start going, and it gets into a place where, okay, now I'm ready to digest food for the next 9 to 10 hours. So the moment you start to eat, that clock starts ticking.
Right.
Anything but water goes in your body, that clock starts ticking. So you have 9 to 10 hours from that point. When they did this with lab rats, the rats that were in that circadian rhythm eating 9 to 10 hours, not only lost weight, put on muscle without any other doing anything else.
Right.
The rats that ate in a 12, 14 hour window gained fat, lost muscle, and were like depressed, lethargic and shit like that. So it's all about finding that rhythm where eat as late as you can
right.
in the morning and then stop after like 9 hours. It's hard. It's the hardest thing because you're going to be hungry for yeah. a while, but then your body gets used to it.
But even that is it's a good thing to do. Yeah. But I'm saying like, if you're in a place where you're like in a real dark hole.
Yeah.
You don't have to do intermittent fasting to start.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And as a matter of fact, I didn't, for the vast majority of my journey, I did not do intermittent fasting.
Right.
This is only over the last like 7 months.
Yeah, I don't, my intermittent fasting is like, I train in the morning, I work out in the morning on empty.
Yeah.
Just coffee.
That's a big thing.
And coffee doesn't break the fast.
No.
If you have black.
Yeah.
If you have black coffee, you're still in fast.
You're fine. Yeah.
So the fact that that's the best thing I ever discovered. And by yeah. the way, I'd never learned this. When I was training in like college and stuff, it'd always be like, you got to eat before you're the gym. It was like no. the big thing. It's like, no, I train on empty because you start burning.
Yeah, because like your body burns fat instead yeah. of the carbs for energy.
Instead of, well, the second you eat, you burn what's in your stomach.
Right.
So like, I this is what I'm learning, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I train, like, I go train on just coffee. And then because I'm doing that, I don't eat till like 11 because it's like, once, you know,
yeah.
you don't, once you have coffee, that's an appetite suppressant.
Yeah.
And then, so I don't, you know, I end up intermittent fasting without even like really committing to it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of, I kind of fell into that rhythm, and then I found out that it was like a thing through this like study, and I was like, okay, you know, just keep doing
but
that.
But then like this morning I was fucking starving after the gym, and I ate like sooner.
Did you eat a big meal last night?
Yeah.
So what happens when you eat a big meal before you go to bed, you wake up and your stomach is still empty because you've digested, but your right. stomach is still stretched out. So you feel hungrier because there's more. It's empty and it's bigger because
yeah,
it's been stretched.
I actually like, because I fasted so long because I had an audition.
Yeah.
So I fasted and I didn't eat my first. So then I ate my last meal at like 11 p.m. or something.
Right.
Because I got to get my macros in yeah. or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think we'll get more into my whole cycle on the next.
Yeah.
We'll do the next cow lifestyle app. Mm-hmm.
Part two.
Yeah. On part two. Cause, Newman, you were so, interesting. I want to focus a little more on you is yeah. So the intermittent fasting is, I think that's a thing to enter like to have it along the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's definitely a step two, right? Like, I think the first thing is, change the things you eat. Right. Change it. Just make the decision to not eat the bad thing.
Right.
And change the way you eat because your diet is so crucial. Once you get that under control, then you can start talking about when you're eating. And then once you get that under control, you can, you're going to start to see that all you really need to do at that point is keep down this path.
Yeah.
And you start putting, like days, the longer, like I do these cheat meals where it's like once a month.
Right.
Now it used to be like every, well, you know, once a week or like then it was every 2 weeks and now it's like once a month or once every like couple of months, I'll do like a fucking crazy, like I'll eat a whole pizza.
Yeah.
A whole pizza and like fucking 10 wings and I'll feel like shit.
If I order a pizza, I eat the whole thing.
Right.
I have no portion control abilities.
The reason I started doing that is because, you know, Tim Ferriss.
Yeah.
his book, 4 Hour Body.
5 Hour Work Week? Or yeah, 4 Hour Work Week? Yeah.
So his 4 Hour Body book is okay. But there's the one part that stuck with me, and I found that it works for me, is that cheat meal. So basically, if you're on a restricted diet, you hit your body with like this shock meal. You shock the system, and you...
shock the system.
Exactly. And what it does is it spikes your metabolism, because your body's all of a sudden like, oh fuck, I got to digest all this food. And so that when you're done digesting, your metabolism is still through the fucking roof. And then you get right back on the eating well train.
Right.
And it pushes you through. And that's how you can like break plateaus mentally and mentally stay on track. So it's sort of like, get your shit straightened out with what you're eating, then get your shit straight with when you're eating. And then... you can start to give yourself allowances as far as like a cheat meal.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to eat the things you want to eat, or you're never going to stay on track. Yeah. No one can do like, oh, I'm going to cut out everything forever. Literally nobody can do that.
My whole thing is that I don't even have like the term cheat meal. It doesn't even exist in my vocabulary. It's like, if I really want something, I'm going to go have it and then not even think about it. Well, after,
right.
Just go back to the routine.
Get
right
back
after
on it. Right.
That's it. Plus I'm burning and keeping track. I wear a heart rate monitor when I work out. Like, I keep track. I know how many calories I'm burning and what I can earn. Yeah. You know what I mean? The best term I ever learned, and we'll get into, when we talk about my episode, is like, is like a moderate deficit.
Oh,
best term I ever learned for life.
Yeah.
And for being, it's like, you just want to live your life at a moderate deficit. So it's just like, you just want to win, just win every day.
Yeah.
Like, you can take it day by day, but you don't have to. That's why, like, I don't fall into any traps like keto, like, right. Oh, I'm a keto, I'm this, I got friends, they fad diet, oh, no. this pills, whatever that. I'm like, you know, anything I know immediately is not sustainable or not a long-term plan.
Right.
I'm immediately like, oh no, I got to see like an end. I got to see like, how does this going to be something I can do.
Yeah.
But it's kind of crazy the differences between you and me, like fitness wise, because like I don't have patience like you have, and I don't want to focus on eating as much as you do.
Right.
Like I need to be a lifter so that, and like I need to be actively trying to put on muscle.
Right.
So that I could justify the amount, the quantity I want to eat.
Yeah.
Because I'm a true quantity head.
Yeah, yeah.
I get a lot of shit from my friends. They're always like, I don't like restaurants. The big, like, Arlen's always like, you don't like this restaurant because the quantity's too low.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is true.
Like that old Jewish joke.
Yeah.
About, oh, the food here is terrible, but the portions are great.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. Like, I'm like, why am I going to a restaurant when it's like a little bit of food? I fucking feel like I'm getting ripped off.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You want like Cheesecake Factory? Like, give me a fucking...
Yeah, I do.
4 pounds of spaghetti, please.
Yeah, I'm like a family style Italian is my favorite kind of dinner.
Buca di Beppo?
Yeah, like that shit, but way better than that.
And
you know, it's so funny because like my wife is like that now too. Like, she wasn't like that till like she married me. We started dating, and like now she's like, it's no food. But my wife now, you got to see, we see ourselves like athletes. Like, we're not,
right.
But we treat ourselves like that. And it's like, we got to eat. And now... it's kind of amazing. I mean, like, me and my wife, like, now how she sees food, where she's like, she never even understood the concept of like eating when you're not hungry. And now it's like, no, you're eating
compulsively
to feed your body now.
Oh, so it's got
like,
it. Yeah, yeah.
No, now I'm like, you need to eat.
Yeah.
Now she's undernourished. She's like seeing it. She's like, I got to eat more.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, that's a complete like twist on it that I think is kind of amazing. But I think where are we at?
45.
Talking about it like a gate, like you said, the moderate deficit, you're talking about calories?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the reason that MyFitnessPal, I love it so much, is I don't count calories that much anymore, but when I was, it was very much like a video game where I was like, all right, here's my calories for the day. The goal is to come in at like 300 under or 400 calories under, even if I get there by like exercising, where like I'll plug my exercise in and it's like, boom, I'm 300 under, I win that day. The next day, the goal again, get 300 under.
Well, the MyFitnessPal, we both agree, has changed my life.
Yeah.
And it is gaming like that, but I'm not even close because I burn so much every day that like I don't even get close to going over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I try to, you know, and I'm not, I never played sports, by the way. I just want to tell people I'm not some natural athlete or anything.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if...
You could have been an athlete.
Well, no, I did play sports in high school. I wrestled and I was on the football team. I played lacrosse. I was always a fat kid though. Yeah. But I made a joke with a friend of mine who's, he's a little bit older and he's like getting, he is an athlete.
Right.
He's a baseball player. And I was like, I made a joke. I was like, I guess I'm a natural athlete. And he was like, actually you might be if like all you did was stop eating bread and your body changed this way. There is something to be said about our genes and the way that like our genetics factor into how we react to things.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's another thing I learned from wearing the heart rate monitor. It's another interesting thing. And by the way, you get them, they're like $40 probably, and they hook up to an app on your phone and it tells you like how many calories you burn when you work out, even when you walk. Put it on when you walk. A lot of the watches do it, but they're not as accurate.
Yeah.
An Apple Watch is pretty good at it, I believe.
Yeah.
But I realized that my heart actually stays at a faster pace. You know, it stays active longer than other people's.
Oh, sure.
And then genetically, you're like, I have my friend Paul Welsh, who's in great shape. He's like, I can't get my heart to move.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get my heart rate up.
Interesting.
And that's like a genetic thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So some people were like, oh, Dan, how did you, you know, when people saw me at Calmania, and they're like, the picture of me, if you look at me at the picture of from SummerSlam show and Calmania, it's like a massive difference in weight. Since January, I'm down 16 pounds and 8% body fat.
Nice.
Right? Which is a big jump. Body fat is the big one.
That's the big thing, yeah.
Right? Because also the weight, who knows? Because I'm putting on muscle also. So that's like, you know.
Right.
But that jump is massive. And it's like, oh, well, part of that is I have a good heart, which I just learned.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I burn more calories per workout than other people doing the same stuff.
Right.
That doesn't mean you should get defeated or anything. It's a cool thing. But you'll actually start realizing your natural gifts, like you're saying, which is a fucking cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's also, too, it's not, it's all about, so everybody's genetics are different. So it's all about, like, have fun with it. Figure out the way your body works. Figure out what food does to your body, what food does what to your body. Figure out what exercise does to your body and then work within those parameters. And I'm sure that anybody listening to this, regardless of what, because there are things that are out of your control and those are your genetics and like epigenetics, going back to like if your grandparents were well fed, there's a chance that you are going to be inclined to be overweight. It's genetic. It's epigenetics.
Right.
And then the inverse is true too. I'm sorry.
But none of that defines you. It's like,
it doesn't define you.
Shit.
No, exactly.
You know
it doesn't define you, but it's like, oh, this is the type of meat suit that I've been booted up into. How does it work? And why does it work the way it does? And then once you figure that out, like I had to figure it out with like, oh, bread is fucking murder to me. So once I cut that out, it's like, oh, that's the kind of meat suit I have. It doesn't react well to bread. So now I'm gonna cut bread out as much as I can. And so whatever it is for anybody listening, it's like, just figure out however the meat suit you booted up into when you were born, however that's put together and how that works, figure it out. And that's your path to your end goal.
And it's all like trial and error. You got to figure out what works
for you.
Just stick
with it. Yeah, and that's what I mean.
It's a fitness journey. It's like corny, but it is what it is. Like you're going to fail. You're going to do stuff that doesn't work. You're going to take a class. You're like, that didn't work for me. Oh, Newman said to go hike. I don't like hiking. So, but if you don't get up and try to do it.
Right.
Here's what I think we do. That was awesome. I think what we should do going forward, right? Because we're figuring out these cow lifestyle episodes, fitness. And we should open up the emails to this. Let's make this less of a... I mean, we can make it voicemails also, but let's stick to... we could do both. But hey, let's keep it to email for now. ComediansOfWrestlingPod.com at gmail.com. Okay. ComediansOfWrestlingPod@gmail.com. If you have any questions for Newman or myself... or things like if you've been peaked, your interest is peaked, or you were late and you want to get stuff, get it here and we'll come back and we'll do another episode where we'll answer those emails and we'll check in with Newman on your progress about like the stuff you talked about. So the thing is, like, you want to try to figure out how to check your body fat percentage. Mm-hmm. And like, we come in here every week, so why not keep each other accountable to shit? Like, that's fun, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll fold a notion here also at some point.
Hey, don't forget the inverse, the skinny folks who have a tough time putting on weight.
Can't relate. Well, that's really interesting. That you're both? Yeah,
that's always been my thing. Well, in high school, I couldn't.
What do you weigh?
I weigh 170.
And you're like, what, 6 foot?
You're like 6'2".
No, 5'11".
5'11".
Oh, yeah, he's like 6'4". Yeah. But
anybody taller than me is 6'4".
Yeah. Anybody, yeah. To me, anyone who's taller than me is like a mad tall.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that also. We'll follow it. But we'll, questions, if you relate to Newman or if you have any questions about like fitness or whatever, I think it's cool that we're not experts. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not like, and we're not on any pedestal. This is just like what works for us.
Yeah.
As guys who you've been listening to, and then figured it out what works for us, and it's totally different.
Yeah.
You send us an email, comedianswrestlingpod@gmail.com. And then the next episode, we'll answer those questions. Then we'll do an episode. We'll talk about me.
Yeah.
And we'll focus on me, on what I've done. And then we'll talk about a noche. We'll see where it's going from here. And if you like these episodes, let us know, or they won't exist anymore. we will Thanos these episodes. And we'll put these Cal Lifestyle episodes out on Monday. I know when I was going to work every day, the whole show, I always get disappointed when my podcasts come out once a week. Like the ones I like. There's ones I like, it's like, they didn't come out. And then even some podcasts do seasons. And they're it's like, maybe you get something Monday morning while we're waiting for wrestling to happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you get to on this. And also, these are episodes you can share with your friends who are not wrestling fans who want to like hear what we're all about.
Yeah.
Cool?
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get them make tournament to wrestling fans, which is, we need more marks, especially with more wrestling programming on primetime television.
And this is a audio medium, so maybe I'll post this picture on the Facebook group so people could see who I'm talking about. This guy is my height, 5'10", 180. 5'10", 180.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm 5'8", 185.
Yeah.
I weigh more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have big legs, you know what I mean? Like, and I train my legs a lot. So, you know, it's how you hold weight. Weight doesn't matter. No. Body fat percentage is the name of the game.
Yeah.
Because I have weeks where my weight goes up, my body fat percentage goes down, which means I put on muscle.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if you're not tracking it like that, then you can't tell. Don't get intimidated by all that. We'll all get into it. And cool.
Yeah.
So send us emails, your questions, anything. Is something resonating with you? Have any questions about fitness? And maybe we can find out. Maybe we'll bring Stanger in one time. comedianswrestlingpod@gmail.com. Also, remember, if you dug this episode, this is absolutely free content. If you want this, you want more, the only way to support this show is Patreon.com, not the only way, but my favorite way is patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Join, you get access to our other bonus episodes. Right now we have our AEW roster promo skills bonus episode and a little bit of Game of Thrones talk right now on the Patreon. Just a couple bucks, you get a free sticker and you support all of our projects. Right now I'm working on a small an indie film, then a short film will maybe get made. Let's see how it goes. Anyway, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. And everybody, keep watching wrestling. See you Thursday. Kisses. Comedians of wrestling. I listen on Thursday when I go to work.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.